Hello, this is Bob Serling, and I'd like to welcome you to Small Business, Big Profit. Before we get started, I want to tell you a little bit about these tapes. I've specifically chosen to record them in my home office rather than in a recording studio. By doing this, I can relax and give you the same information you'd receive if I was consulting with you one-on-one in my office. I can take all of the time I need to give you the crucial information you need to make your business as profitable as possible. Because these tapes are being recorded in my home office, you may occasionally hear some background noise, a plane flying by, a dog barking in the distance, and so on. I'll try to minimize this as much as possible, but I feel the ability to relax and talk to you one-on-one is well worth the extremely minor inconvenience. So let's get right to the heart of the matter, finding out how to bring in more customers or clients than you ever dreamed possible, and how to double or triple your profits. Section 1, Foundation Principles for Increasing Your Sales and Profits, Keeping Your Customers Extremely Satisfied, and Growing Your Business in Record Time. Chapter 1, Introduction. Welcome to Small Business Big Profits. In this course, you'll learn everything you need to know to double or triple your sales and profits in the shortest time possible. The great American dream is to succeed in your own business. Millions of Americans dream of having the ability to control their own personal and financial futures. The key to achieving these crucial goals is to be able to sell your product or service to as many customers or clients as possible. The problem is, few business owners have even the slightest clue as to how to do this. And one of the main reasons business owners don't know how to market is the poor quality of information you'll find in the huge volume of books that have been written about marketing. Quite frankly, the vast majority of these books fall terribly short of their goal. They tell you what to do, but give you only sketchy details on how to actually do it. Why this course is so different and so much more successful than other courses. This course is very different. First of all, there's no textbook theory. Everything you'll learn has been tested and proven over and over again, the only place where it really counts, in the marketplace. Every strategy and technique you'll find in this course is here for one reason only. It works like crazy. It's produced substantial profits with complete consistency and reliability over many years. Secondly, unlike other marketing books, you'll be getting the complete picture, not just a thumbnail sketch. I'll leave no stone unturned. You'll get comprehensive information on every strategy and technique that can boost your profits. Together, you and I will concentrate on the details of all three components that are necessary for creating the kind of marketing that gets powerful results. These components are 1, what to do, 2, why you're doing it, and 3, precise step-by-step details of how to do it. Of these three components, step 3 is the most important. I firmly believe the reason most businesses fail is not that they lack good marketing ideas. Rather, they lack the skills to successfully implement their marketing ideas. That's particularly unfortunate, because implementing your ideas is actually very easy once you understand how. But the real reason you want to become a master at putting your marketing ideas into action is it can make you a lot of money. Now, I'm not saying that solid marketing ideas aren't important. They most definitely are. And you'll get dozens of powerful, innovative marketing ideas and techniques in this course. But I've run across very few people who have problems coming up with good ideas, and tons of people who can't seem to carry out the ideas they have. Let me put it another way, a way that could have a profound effect on your bank account. There are a lot of brilliant people in the world with incredible ideas. The problem is, they lack the skill to carry out their ideas. On the other hand, there are a lot of millionaires who have only fair to good ideas, but have mastered the skills for carrying them out. Putting their ideas into action is what has allowed them to maximize their profits. Given the choice, I'd much prefer to have a solid idea and flawless implementation skills than dozens of brilliant ideas coupled with the inability to bring them to fruition. To sum up, idea men and women are a dime a dozen. What you'll get from this course. I've designed this course to give you all the what to do, why to do it, and how to do it information you'll need to make your marketing as successful as possible. By the time you finish this course, you'll have everything you need to, 1, get as many new customers or clients as possible, 2, convert one-shot customers to loyal repeat customers who buy from you again and again, and 3, increase the average dollar amount of every sale you make, day in and day out, every day of the year. And the way that you'll accomplish all of this is remarkably simple and inexpensive. You see, my basic premise is that success can be modeled. So you can take techniques and systems that have proven themselves time and time again in the marketplace and use them as models for creating your own successful marketing. I know this works, because the way I made my business so successful was by carefully studying the marketing techniques of other highly successful businesses and then building a comprehensive model incorporating all the best techniques of each. This was my starting point. Over the years, I've refined it, fine-tuned it for even greater results. I've added dozens of techniques of my own, gotten rid of techniques that didn't prove successful, and modified others to make them perform even better. Now it's your turn to cash in on these powerful techniques. You'll get dozens of proven strategies, techniques, ads, and sales letters that have sold millions of dollars worth of products and services. And you'll be shown precisely how to use them to produce maximum sales and profits in your own business. That's it for this introduction. Again, I welcome you to this course. So strap on your seatbelt and get ready for the ride of your life. I promise the results you'll get will greatly exceed everything you've ever dreamed of. Chapter 2, The 12 Fundamentals of Maximum Profit Marketing. In this chapter, you'll get a wealth of information that will show you how to consistently get a multitude of new customers or clients, how to increase the amount that each customer or client spends every time they do business with you, and make sure every customer or client becomes a frequent repeat buyer. In short, a direct pipeline to dramatically increasing your profits in the quickest time possible. In order to achieve this, there are a couple of ground rules you should know about. First, I want to introduce you to the way I write and the way I speak to sort of cushion some of your reactions. See, I write and speak exactly the way I'd work with you if you were sitting in my office for a face-to-face consultation. Often, that means the first thing I have to do is find out what you need help with and to identify any specific problems you may be having with your marketing. Clarity about the task at hand is absolutely essential to making rapid, impactful progress. I'll give you an example. The majority of clients who come to see me, and this includes many extremely successful and savvy marketers, invariably tell me they want my help in order to make more money. Now, that's an awfully broad request, sort of like going into a restaurant and saying, "I'd like some food, please, I'm hungry." In order for me to really help a client, I need to clearly determine specifically what they need and in which marketing areas. After a little probing, "I'd like to make more money" usually means you'd like to generate more leads or close more sales or get more free publicity or increase your store traffic or make your least profitable salespeople produce as much as your most profitable, and so on. What this means then is that I have to determine what the problem is before I can develop an effective solution. So when I write and speak, I often begin a subject by focusing in on the most painful, uncomfortable consequences you suffer by not handling a marketing area properly. Some readers may find this approach to be a little too negative for their liking, but let me assure you, it serves a definite purpose. The proper understanding of some of the worst marketing problems that plague you will help you avoid them, and it helps you gauge precisely where you stand. Are you mired in the depths of this problem? Does it just affect you mildly? Or are you just starting out, and can you avoid the majority of the pitfall? One more thing. Even though I may start with some of the uglier aspects of a given marketing situation, I'll always get to the flip side in rather short order. But it's the understanding of both sides that will help you become as profitable as possible. Secondly, you'll find that I repeat myself at times. Not word for word, but I'll often give a key concept different turns or view them from many different perspectives. This is because I want to impress their importance upon you and burn them into your brain however I can. Sometimes one cut at a concept doesn't strike home, but shift the view slightly and its full impact registers. Also, the majority of powerful marketing concepts and techniques don't exist in a vacuum. They weave together and work synergistically to create a cumulative effect that's much more dynamic than when taken on their own. So certain concepts may be joined with others and viewed from a new perspective for maximum benefit. With those things in mind, let's get right to it. The one common denominator that severely limits every company's profitability and growth. If there's one thing I've found to be absolutely true about every business owner I've ever met, it's this. No one is ever satisfied with the level of profits their business is producing. Actually, that's a good thing, because with rare exceptions, there just aren't many businesses today that even begin to scratch the surface of their true profit potential. You'll hear all kinds of excuses as to why companies aren't reaping the profits they could be. There's too much competition. Times are tough. Wages are astronomical, even for mediocre services. Cash flow is horrendously slow. Costs of plants and services are excessive, and on and on. But I'll tell you something. Those are just excuses. They may sound reasonable, but if you give in to them, they'll lead you around in circles and completely deplete your time and energy. Here's the real reason why businesses don't even begin to come close to realizing their maximum profit potential. They don't understand exactly what it takes to sell more and more of their products and services. The facts of business life are simple. If you don't sell, you don't survive. It doesn't matter how wonderful your product or service is, or how low your price is, or how many superior features you offer, or how fast and friendly your customer service may be, or how noble your intentions are. If you can't sell what you have to offer, all of those glowing attributes mean next to nothing. Bottom line, companies fail for one reason only. They don't bring in more money through sales than they spend. All right, that's the ugly truth. It may sound cold and calculating, but it doesn't have to be. You can still concentrate on all of those attributes that give your business meaning for you, and I strongly encourage you to do so. But I also strongly encourage you to look your problems in the eye and be brutally frank in assessing your situation. Now, here's the good news. Selling more of your products and services, selling them more often, and significantly increasing your profits are goals that are not all that difficult to achieve. In fact, you can probably achieve all of them much faster than you ever imagined. All it takes is the correct understanding of what really works to ethically increase your sales. And for that, you've come to the right place. In this chapter, I'm going to give you a powerful start on how to double or triple your business through simple, effective marketing. Everything you'll learn is easy to apply, completely practical, and very powerful from a marketing standpoint. Good marketing is not a mystery. Actually, it's just the opposite. Nearly always, good marketing consists of simple and sometimes ingenious applications of common sense. What you'll learn in the rest of this chapter. In this chapter, I'm going to introduce you to 12 fundamental concepts that will change the entire way you think about marketing and how you think about selling your products and services. These 12 fundamental concepts will give you a fresh perspective on marketing and help you see what you've been doing wrong, what you've been doing right, and what you still need to add to your marketing. My basic philosophy of marketing is to build long-term relationships with your customers and clients and to ethically use these relationships to sell them as many different but related products and services as possible. So in effect, you build a pipeline of consistent repeat sales and perpetual profits. In order to do this successfully, your company must master the art of 1. Focusing exclusively on your customers' needs as opposed to your own, and 2. Servicing those customers far beyond any level of service that your competition might offer. If you can achieve these 2 simple objectives, I promise you'll be far more profitable than you ever dreamed of. The 12 fundamentals of maximum profit marketing. Fundamental 1. All of your business, all of your marketing, all of your profits depend on your customer. This may seem obvious, but based on the failure rate of businesses today, it isn't obvious at all. The true function of any successful business is to sell people precisely what they want to buy. A logical extension of this is to tie your product or service to the most important wants and needs of your customers in order to increase your sales. Everything you do must be carefully designed to satisfy your customers' wants and needs. The comprehensive care of, concern for, and diligent servicing of your customers is the foundation for a growing, thriving business. Put another way, customers don't care in the least about you or your business. They shouldn't be asked to. All they care about is how you can make their lives easier or better. Once you recognize and start operating in tune with this, sales and profits fall into place. Now, I don't mean for this to sound unnecessarily harsh. It's just a simple fact of human nature. To prove this point beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to use someone as an example whose experience you couldn't possibly refute. You. Let's say it's a nice, breezy Saturday afternoon in the springtime. You know what I mean. The first round of the NBA playoffs is just winding down, baseball season is just gearing up, and either love or shopping are on your mind. For the purpose of our example, let's say it's shopping. Okay, let's take it one step further and say that the object of your shopping desire is a snappy new convertible. You walk into the showroom of Acme Auto, ready, willing, and able to drop major bucks on the car of your dreams, the red convertible with the fawn interior. You go for a test drive merely as a formality. You already know exactly what you want. During the test drive and obligatory tour of the dealer's lot, you become pretty well acquainted with your salesperson. She's intelligent, well-versed in her product, and not at all pushy like most auto salespeople. Now we find you sitting in her office when she comes back in with the disappointing news. She can only get you the car you want in red with a black interior or midnight green with the fawn interior. But if you buy the car from her now, she'll give you a super deal because this sale will put her over the top in the quarterly sales contest for the entire district, which means she'll win an all-expense-paid week in Maui. So what do? You buy the car and help her out? You settle for a little less than what you really want to do her a favor? Of course not. You may sympathize with your salesperson's situation, but you came here for one thing and one thing only, that red convertible with the fawn interior. So you wish her well, get up and leave Acme Auto, and head over to Main Motors to see if they have the exact color and interior your heart is set on. The point is that you don't really care about the salesperson. You also don't care about the dealer and any benefits he derived from you buying a car. All you truly care about is what's going to satisfy your fondest desire, and that's the exact car you want in the right color with the right interior. If you ask any more of your customers than you ask of yourself, if you expect them to care in the least about your best interests, you're sadly mistaken. In fact, you're severely compromising your ability to make as many sales as possible and generate as much profit as you possibly can. If you want to sell as much as you possibly can and as often as you possibly can, the formula is simple. Find out what your customers really want and sell it to them. Make their lives easier make their lives better, solve their problems, deliver their dreams to their doorstep, and watch your company grow beyond belief. Remember, the care of, concern for, and diligent servicing of your customers is the surest, most direct route to business success. Fundamental two, your company must have a definitive theme, your ESA. Your ESA is your essential selling advantage. It's a statement of the essential advantages you bring to your customers that set you apart from your competitors. In keeping with the first fundamental point, your ESA is always stated in terms of the benefit it delivers to your customers. Powerful advantages include best prices, superior customer service, elevated status, broadest selection, stronger guarantees, highest quality, serving specially targeted groups such as senior citizens, and on, the possibilities are limitless. There's a key component that's critical to formulating and implementing your ESA. That key is the spirit you bring to it. Look, anybody can claim to have the lowest prices in town. Or you can go to any city in the country, open up the paper, and find some company shouting, "We're America's number one seller of whiz boppers." Empty promises are worthless. Worse, they can actually harm your business. People see right through them and might not want to do business with you. You must infuse your essential selling advantage with spirit. Give it real teeth. A perfect example of a powerful ESA is that was used to establish Domino Pizza. Fresh, hot pizza delivered in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. Think about how that compares to some lukewarm ESA like, "The fastest delivery in town." That means nothing. So what? There's no way to measure it. No way to keep the company who offers it accountable. Domino's guarantees it. If your pizza isn't there in 30 minutes, you get it for free. Want another terrific example? Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors. Their name is their ESA. A simple yet brilliant way of homing in on precisely what the customer wants and promising in no uncertain terms that you'll deliver. Every time you go to Baskin-Robbins, you know you're going to have the choice of at least 31 different flavors of ice cream. The perfect embodiment of a broad selection ESA. So powerful, it actually established Baskin-Robbins as an industry leader. Are you beginning to see how a powerful ESA can put you head and shoulders above your competition? My own ESA is, marketing that gets results or it costs you nothing. Can you imagine what that does to my competitors when I bid on new business? Ad agencies and consultants never guarantee their results. They just take a fat retainer, give you some marketing designed according to a canned formula, and wish you well. My competitors are paid whether they perform or not. I'm paid only if and when I get your results. You see how that gives me a powerful advantage in winning new business? By putting the customer's needs far ahead of my own, I secure a greater share of the market. And that brings us to a key point about your essential selling advantage. It forces you to be clear and define precisely what advantages your customers can expect from doing business with you. So, it helps you precisely focus on what the nature of your business really is. A clear statement of your ESA is essential to your success in marketing. It will become the cornerstone of your business. As such, it will drive every aspect of your marketing and profoundly affect your operations and customer service policies. Sit down and develop your ESA today. It should be no more than 3 sentences long, and 1 sentence is preferable. Keep chipping away at it. Eliminate any and all dead weight. Then, once you have a completely clear, concise, powerful ESA, immediately begin to put it into action. I can't stress this point strongly enough. And I know what you may be thinking. You may think that you don't need to write down your ESA. After all, you already know what business you're in and what makes your business go. Don't kid yourself. If you can actually sit down and immediately state your ESA in one lean, tight sentence, you won't waste more than a few minutes. If you can't, this step is absolutely crucial. Fundamental 3, lifetime value of a customer, the key to maximizing your profits. Sadly to say, most businesses have no idea what the lifetime value of a customer means. Or if they do, they don't know how to calculate this crucial figure. Worse yet, they don't have even the most remote inkling of how to harness the full force of this extremely powerful concept to shoot their profits right through the roof. I'm going to explain lifetime value to you now, simply and clearly. Lifetime value is expressed as the total dollar value of your average customer over the entire period that they're likely to do business with you. There are two ways to arrive at this amount. If you have actual sales figures for a number of years, you can come up with an exact figure. If not, you'll have to estimate. But don't worry, I'll show you a pretty accurate way to make your estimate. Let's start with actuals. For our example, we'll say that you've determined that your customers stay with you an average of 3 years, and you have 3,000 steady customers. Your net profits over these past 3 years has been $780,000. So lifetime value equals $780,000 divided by 3,000. And $780,000 divided by 3,000 equals $260. So each new customer you can get and keep is worth an average of $260 profit to you over the average customer life of 3 years. Now, if you need to estimate, the key is to be conservative. Most companies who haven't kept accurate records tend to overestimate on these figures. My advice to you is to be extremely cautious and estimate conservatively, as these figures will have a significant impact on your bottom line. When estimating, you should already know what your profits were for the past few years. What you'll need to estimate is how many steady customers you have. The lifetime value calculation is exactly the same whether you use actual figures or estimated figures. Now, here's why lifetime value is so important and how you can use it to outfox your competition. If you run an ad that costs $1,000 and you get 35 sales at $25 per sale, your revenue is $875. That's 35 times $25. And that doesn't even cover your costs. Most businesses would consider these results a failure, but you won't once you understand lifetime value. If you know that every customer you get represents an average lifetime value of $260 profit, you've actually just invested $28.57 per customer to get a $260 return in profit per customer. That's $1,000 that you invested in your ad divided by 35 customers. Stated another way, you're investing $28.57 now for a future profit of $260. I don't know about you, but I'll take as many new customers like that as you can find me. We've just come to the most powerful but intangible aspect of lifetime value and how it affects your marketing perspective.